720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Welcoming back to the program, Jeffrey Bear from Channel 11 Hilla and all the wonderful tourists and the things in Illinois.
Hello.
I was enjoying the program, and I realized there was a lot of banjo music going on. And then I realized, well, you're going up and down the Mississippi River and going back in history sometimes, and it had that banjo Mississippi River feeling. That's why I put the banjo on.
We worked with a new composer this time around, and I first heard the music, and I thought, yeah, you know, he's right. Banjo. Yeah. Perfect.
Banjo.
Mark Twain.
Yeah. Oh, you started right where I want to start. It's called Beyond Chicago From the Air, premiered December 1st at 7:30. Let's talk about Mark Twain and Samuel Clemens.
Right.
Because when you got to that section, I had never heard that. Can you illuminate everybody?
You mean that
Samuel Clemens didn't just make up the name Mark Twain?
No, right, of course. Yes, so Samuel Clemens was a riverboat pilot, which he always dreamed of being from the time he was a boy in Hannibal, Missouri. And there's a thing that the crew yells out. You know, the Mississippi River back then was treacherous, lots of shallows, and they would heave this piece of string off the, I don't know if it's off the bow or off the stern or somewhere. Yeah. They'd heave a piece of string, maybe with a rock attached to it, and if the river was deep enough, it would sink down to a mark on the twine, and they would shout, "Mark Twain!" And then the riverboat pilot would know that it was safe to proceed. And Samuel Clemens decided to become a writer and adopted the name Mark Twain.
I've never heard that story, except when I watched your show. And I thought, and there were many other things that I was unaware of, but that really caught my interest.
Well, I'm glad. You know, if I just got one new fact past you, you know, that's a win.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, there were many more, but that was one that I'm not going to say startled me, but no kidding. Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens. Unbelievable. So this show, this is coming on Channel 11, December 1st, Wednesday at 7:30, is all shot from the skies, so to speak.
That's right. Yeah, it's a show. We hire this phenomenal drone crew. They're, you know, when feature films come to Chicago, these are the guys they hire. They're called Flying Badger.
Yeah.
Flying Badger. I don't know. Maybe they're from Wisconsin. I don't know. But they have a bunch of different kinds of drones for different kinds of purposes. And, you know, we just thought in the age of COVID, how are we going to keep doing these shows that I do on WTTW? Well, a drone is kind of the ultimate in social distancing, 300 feet in the air. But I really wanted, I didn't want this to be one of those shows where, you know, it's just sort of a video wallpaper of like helicopters, you know, just kind of placidly. So I wanted these drones to just do something exciting. And so we hired this crew, and some of it's just beauty shots from the air, and it's wonderful and gorgeous prairie farmlands, the Mississippi River, all that. But then he takes his littler drone, which is kind of like a racing drone. He puts goggles on and sort of it's like a first person view. And he goes zipping around these rock climbers at Mississippi Palisades Park. At one point, he's flying through the historic glass house, Farnsworth House in Plano, like literally flying through the house. So, you know, we do some daredevil flying, too.
Yes, it's great. I love the drone idea. When did you decide that this would be an approach to take? Because it seems like the air is the only place you haven't been in Illinois.
Right. Yeah, some people say I should do underwater next or something like that. and maybe I will. Who knows? But, you know, it's... I'm kind of a aviation geek. I love, I think I wish I were a bird, or I would love to have been a, you know, maybe I was a bird in a former life. And so you know, we just thought that this would be a really different way to tell stories. And it's not, as I said, we don't want to just be video wallpaper.
Right.
And one of the things about my programs on WTTW is that we always try to, you know, embed story in them. So the perspective from up in the air gives you a way to see things in relationship to other things that you might not otherwise be able to detect. So we did the show last year just called Chicago From the Air, and we just kept coming up with more and more stories that we wanted to tell, but they weren't directly in Chicago or in the Chicago metropolitan area. And so we thought, hey, a sequel, you know, let's get a little farther afield and really do some things that I've never talked about before in my programs. I've never really done much about the Mississippi River, and that was fascinating to learn about, not just Mark Twain, but really the story of the Mississippi River. We go down to southern Illinois. This was mind-blowing. I don't know if you knew about this or not, but it blew my mind. Cahokia, Illinois. This was a city in southern Illinois, 1,000 years ago. Yeah. That was the size of London at the same time.
I have
more than, yeah.
Never heard of it before until watching your feature.
Yeah, I mean, that thrilled me to know that long before colonizers and European settlers, you know, came into the region and ousted the native people, the indigenous people, they had this huge civilization in southern Illinois. It just completely blew my mind.
Never heard of it. Ever until I was screening your program. And then I love the graphics that you used to recreate what that city looked like at that time.
This was something that it's actually, so Cahokia Mounds is actually I'm not sure it's a state historic area or state park or something like that. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but they've created this virtual reality experience there where you can look at your iPhone or your tablet and hold it up, and the city, the lost city, appears superimposed on top of the mounds that are still there. And so we were able to, you know, borrow some of their footage to show what the city, it sort of transforms these towering mounds, which is all that's left there, into the actual bustling city that was once there in southern Illinois. And by the way, my wife is from St. Louis. If you grew up in St. Louis, every St. Louis kid went on a field trip to Cahokia Mounds, which looks like, you know, 30 grassy hills, and they all come back talking about how boring it was. Well, it ain't boring, I'm telling you, when you really learn the history.
We're talking to Jeffrey Bear, who's got a show coming on Channel 11 December 1st at 7:30, Beyond Chicago From the Air, full of all sorts of great stuff. You know, sometimes things don't change that much. And when you got down to the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and you're talking about it was raucous and people were yelling at each other and fighting.
Yep.
And Lincoln had to be taken off, restrained on the debate stage.
Yeah, well, this, I just love, you know, we tend to think of Abraham Lincoln as, you know, the great president that he was. But, you know, in these debates, he got pretty wound up. And the one way that this is actually different from a modern day debate was that the first candidate got a solid hour to give his speech. And then the second candidate got an hour and a half for a rebuttal. And then the first candidate got a half an hour long response. Well, you can imagine Abraham Lincoln trying to keep quiet while Stephen A. Douglas is talking about how, you know, states ought to have the right to have slavery on, they should decide on their own. And Lincoln kept, the transcripts are amazing to read. He kept, you know, jumping up, and in the transcript it says Mr. Lincoln is pulled back into his seat. And eventually they had to escort him off the stage. They literally had to take him off the stage because he kept interrupting Douglas.
That is unbelievable. That would be Alton, Illinois in 1858. Is that correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Alton, Illinois, which is down along the Mississippi River, not far from St. Louis. And and this is not, people don't know this either. This is not the presidential debate. They did run against each other. But this was the senatorial debate. And actually, Lincoln lost that election to Douglas. Douglas became the senator.
Wow. Well, maybe he turned some voters off because he was fighting all the time.
Maybe so.
You lost my vote when they had to take you or forcibly remove you from the stage. I also thought that part of the program presented, this is tongue-in-cheek, of course, a alternative for Soldier Field if the Bears go to Arlington Heights. Because in your program, you say in the 1930s, there was a ski jumping exhibition at Soldier Field?
This is true. Now, this is before the spaceship landed on the top of Soldier Field.
Oh, absolutely.
Many people will remember what it used to look like. And you could fit like 100,000 people in there. It was an enormous, you know, space. And the reason this comes up in the show is because we actually we filmed three seasons of the year. We filmed in fall colors, but then we also filmed in the winter. Mm. We went out to the Chain of Lakes. We filmed snowmobile racing on the Chain of Lakes. And also out there in that area in Fox River Grove is a ski jumping club. There's actually an Olympic training center for ski jumpers in the Chicago area. This is Fox River Grove. It was founded by Norwegians. And I guess, I don't know, maybe as an exhibition, they actually came into the city and they built this towering ski jump structure kind of over the press box at Soldier Field. And they were giving ski jumping demonstrations at Soldier Field.
Wow. That must
have been.
They
did it for many years, actually.
What a sight that must have been. I mean, just the construction of the what stood for the slope. You know, whatever they skied down. I mean, that thing had to be huge.
Yeah, it's really towered above the, you know, it's a big kind of superstructure. The tower's way up above. So it'd be terrifying to go up there and ski down. And we show some film footage of our producer, Eddie Griffin, found wonderful film footage through this whole show. You know, that's the one part that's not shot with the drone is all this wonderful archival film. And there's film footage of the ski jumping, and it's pretty fun to see that in the show.
Well, there's a lot. When I say a lot more, I mean a lot more. The program is packed with things of like what we're talking about. And I was just I was transfixed. I thought it was just great. Jeffrey Bear, thank you so much for being with us again. Always enjoy talking to you and always enjoy seeing your work on Channel 11. Thanks.
Well, John, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.